Cindy Edwards is on the Hames Advisory Team. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Robert.
And you brought a very special guest with you today. Why don't you introduce Carrie?
Indeed. This is Carrie Johnson. She is the new manager of the Hames Center.
Yahoo. All right.
Hi.
Fireworks going off. Everybody's pretty excited. I guess, Carrie, you know, Hames has been, it's been a pretty intense project here since going back to like January, right, Cindy? And getting somebody like Carrie here has been a goal for some time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, greetings.
Thank you.
Carrie, and welcome to Sitka.
Thank you.
And I want to hear your whole life story in just a moment, but we need to find out what's going on at Hames because I opened up your website. I went to the old website and I got taken to a totally new page, right? You guys have updated the website and wow, what's going on?
Yeah. So we have a new website and mostly there's just always new programs and always new things kind of clicking in at the Hames Center. So it has been really fun to watch the evolution. Pickleball is taking off. It's a really fun, fairly new sport to a lot of people. But that's been a really great, it's a racket sport, kind of between ping pong and tennis. And it happens there in the gym.
Yeah, I get the feeling that people, when they're up in the weight room or on, they're on the aerobic machines, they're looking down at pickleball saying, I could do that. I think pickleball kind of is recruiting people a little bit. So anyway, what else?
Yeah, you can take it to a new level too. The climbing wall is rocking and rolling Wednesday nights. That's really fun to watch. Climbers getting better and better all the time. We have all the equipment there and it's ready to go. And Blaine Anderson has been a stellar volunteer running that climbing wall. And there's some newness coming to the climbing wall. A grant was received and it's going to move the climbing wall forward. So that's exciting to know that's going to happen.
There was talk of expanding it, right? Making it at a bigger wall, right?
Yep. And that work is, we're in the planning stages there, which is wonderful. And all the classes are going strong. It's wonderful to see the classes taking off and a lot of people are getting in shape with that help. It's kind of a little spur there that gets you up to the next level, which is wonderful. And so, yeah, there's just a lot of really great new things. There's new volunteers coming on board, so you'll see new faces at the front desk, as well as some of our, for continuity's sake, we have a lot of volunteers from February 1 that are still there at the front desk. So it's a nice blend of, you know, the wise wisdom from the top coming through, and then also just this new bunch of faces and new energy come in. So it's just, it's wonderful.
One thing I specifically wanted to ask you guys about, I wanted to ask you about two things, the fit for fam, because, I mean, I think this is a great, this is like a duh, you know, this you can, what, Carrie, you can bring your kids and they'll be, there's kind of Is it an exercise program for your kids while you work out, or is it?
Yeah, what they try to introduce is, you know, simple exercises for kids to do, obstacle courses, just to keep them entertained. But it's great because now parents can bring their kids to the gym, and they can work out while their kids have an opportunity to see what the gym is about. And we have a CPR certified leader that is there with her or there with the kids the entire time. So it's really nice, and it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 4 to 5:30 p.m.
And the kids are not told that it's healthy or anything, right?
That's right. No, it's all about fun.
Okay, it's all kept totally confidential, and it's all for the same drop-in fee. You don't have to like pay extra.
Exactly.
For fit for fam.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the great thing is that we have a wonderful AmeriCorps working with us, Lauren Hahn. She came from Pennsylvania, and she is the one leading that. She's doing a great job, and it's fun to have her on board as part of the team. And the kids are really, you know, getting physically fit and playing in that gym. It's a big open space, and she's just coordinating all kind of fun stuff for them.
Yeah. I was just gratified as a parent to hear this, because when my kids were little, you know, it was a constant, it was like a constant sort of negotiation. Who's going to watch the kids? Who's going to exercise? You know, how are you going to make all this happen? And I'm glad to see that you guys have thought of sort of, you know, combining those efforts. So anyway, good on you for there from the parenting community. Also, I wanted to ask you about Paul Collum is doing quarterly strength training. I did go to one of Paul's sessions back when Hames was just first starting to get traction, and I think this is an important thing. You know, the machines, the whole weight area is really kind of intimidating for somebody who's never been there. And Paul just kind of eases you into it. And I guess that's the idea, right? Mm-hmm. To kind of overcome some barriers to actually using the equipment.
Exactly. I mean, we find that a lot of new people come in and they become members, but they're not really sure what to do upstairs. So it's really nice to know that quarterly we can just hook them up with this workshop with Paul. And Paul not only teaches all the physiology, psychology, all the pieces in the classroom, then we move into the gym and he takes you through every machine, and we'll have cards that we can set people up with programs to follow. And then he's actually going to train our volunteers, which is really exciting, because then the volunteers at the front desk will have knowledge that can help folks move through. So sometimes there'll be two people in the area so the volunteer can take you upstairs and help you move through it. So that's something we're working towards.
So somebody would walk in, Carrie, and mm-hmm. and join the center or pay their day pass or whatever and say, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Can somebody help? And you'll be prepared to...
Absolutely, yeah. We actually had someone come in yesterday and asked us if we could take them upstairs and, you know, show them around. And we do tours all the time, so it's going to be a benefit for us to know how to use every single machine, the background behind the machine and what muscles to use. So it'll be good for us to teach that to the new members coming in.
Yeah, and the machines, this has really come a long way. I mean, I was telling you guys before we went on the air that I sort of learned, if that's the right word, about weightlifting, you know, from when I was like in ninth grade, you know, when I was playing football and stuff. And it was not very, I don't think we had sort of the American College of Sports Medicine data kind of driving our workouts. It was kind of based on, I don't know.
The more you can lift.
Yeah.
The stronger you are.
Yeah. Something like that. And Paul's definitely his instruction seemed to be based on kind of a pretty contemporary understanding of the science of aerobic mm-hmm. conditioning and strength training and stuff. So mm-hmm. anyway, glad to see that. And again, if people want to find out what's going on, the best place to do it is kind of this new website.
Yeah, hamcenter.com is the best way to go. Okay. And I'd just like to add really quickly is I think it's super exciting that Carrie's here to work in the membership services and the front desk operations and the operations of the building. But it's also exciting to know that people like Grace Brooks, who's a rock star from day one, who really helped us set this all up, Sue Littman as well, and Paul Collum, and then Brant and I, we've created this team of people that will continue, which will give the continuity and the amazing support to the Hames Center from the beginning, and the amazing Carrie Johnson, and then all the amazing volunteers and members that come in. I really feel like all these components come together to create this community center. And so that's what's happening now. And I just wanted to let folks know that.
Okay,
the structure's laid out.
When we first started talking, we kind of mentioned that Carrie was sort of the capper on this, actually having somebody who's worked in... What have you been doing? Where have you been, and what have you been doing, Carrie?
I have spent pretty much my entire life since I was 14 in a recreational program. So I have many, many years of background in recreational programs, and most of them were at huge, you know, large community centers, government-run community centers. So, and most of it has been in aquatics. So, but I think that aquatics goes hand in hand with community centers, because you're still working with, you know, members, you're still working with staff, you're still working with volunteers. So it's been really a good shoe and fit for me. And I love the Hames Center. I love the aspect that we do have all these volunteers that spend every day coming in and, you know, put their best foot forward and want to make it a better place and want to be participating in something great, so great. So, my background has definitely been in community centers pretty much since I've graduated school as well. So I worked for the city of Flagstaff as well as for Clark County and the city of Westminster in Colorado.
Okay, so Arizona and Colorado.
Nevada.
And Nevada. Mm-hmm. And you're not at all worried about coming up to kind of a higher latitude location where, community center sort of, you know, it, mm-hmm. it takes on a whole new, you know, aspect, you know, in January mm-hmm. here for sure. So I did want to ask you though, if, when you were being courted for this job, how did you perceive the Hames mm-hmm. Center? I mean, the place is still sort of, mm-hmm. You talked about working at a really established
right.
government owned places. How did Hames strike you?
Well, for me, I think that this is a huge opportunity to go into something completely different, something new for me, a new challenge in my life. So definitely it's been a little bit different in aspects of I've been working in, government-run organizations, and now I'm working for a nonprofit, which has been unbelievable. So that, for me, I thought that was going to be a better fit for me in regards to I want to be a part of something. I want to build something that's going to be great for the community rather than, taxpayer money coming in and everything, where your money has to go and all that. So I think it's going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing project to see what happens, where this is going to go, where this is going to take the community of Sitka.
Yeah, it's definitely got a kind of a ground up sort of feel to it. Mm-hmm. Have you bought a pair of extra tough boots yet?
I have not. I've worn a few pairs though.
Okay. Yeah, take the loaners for a while. Until you just can't stand it, and then you get your own brand new pair. So anyway, Carrie Johnson is the new manager of the Hames Center. Thanks so much for coming in and talking about it, Carrie. And you're famous now. Your picture's been in the paper, so everybody should stop by and see it. And Cindy Edwards is now a member of the Hames Advisory Team. The hat, I like that a lot. And also spin instructor extraordinaire at the Hames Center. Cindy, thanks for all the work you do, and thanks for bringing Carrie in this morning.
Thank you, Robert.